This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes. Also, make sure to check out and subscribe to our YouTube original channel, UCTV Prime, available only on YouTube at youtube.com/UCTV Prime. This UCTV podcast is sponsored in part by Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of digital audiobooks available, including many by guests you've heard here on UCTV. Audible.com is offering UCTV podcast listeners a free 30-day trial subscription and one free audiobook download. Just visit audibletrial.com/UCTV to sign up. That's audibletrial.com/UCTV. And thanks.
Ludwig Mauer was a German composer who had ended up in the Tsar's court in St. Petersburg. And he wrote this very unusual piece that showcases four violins. And it's a really fun work for the soloists. And I would call this piece sort of like Rossini, Paganini in Germany. It's very virtuosic for the four soloists. And the orchestra just provides background. It's one of those really crowd-pleasing sort of bonbon type of work, and doesn't pretend to be a great piece. But the funniest thing is that there's no score of this piece around anywhere. It's just simply not published. Nobody knows where the score is. So all Ken Nagano has to work with is a piano score. But oddly enough, the orchestra parts are there, but there's no orchestra score. I don't know how that came into being. And only one edition, one publisher in the world has this set of orchestra parts. But nobody, not even the publisher, has an orchestra score. But I just wanted to reassure all those listeners who might get concerned over Ken Nagano's fate in not having an orchestra score is that the work is not difficult in that sense. Like, you need to have an entire score for the orchestra in order to make it work. It still works even with a piano reduction.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.